Education is a powerful force and that has the potential to expand opportunities for children of poorer households and reduce income inequality. Unfortunately, Mexico, it doesn't seem to have lived up to this potential. The children of rich parents attend much better schools, they score better on exams, they stay in school longer, and they attend universities at a much higher rate than children of poor parents. Schooling inequality gets worse with every level of education in Mexico. This figure is the percentage of the school-aged population enrolled in school in 2006 by the poorest and richest quintiles. It shows that the poorest 20% of children are almost as likely as the richest 20% to attend primary school. The gap gets a bit bigger in middle school, but the real differences emerge in high school and university. About one half of the poorest children enroll in high school, while four-fifths of the richest children do. At the university level, a mere 6% of the poorest 20% attend, while 35% of the richest two quintiles are enrolled. This figure graphs the population aged 20 to 24 that has completed high school in 2005 by quintiles for a number of Latin American countries. And even in comparison to the region, Mexico has a high amount of educational inequality between the richest and poorest 20% of the population. For instance, in Mexico, the richest 20% are 6 times more likely to finish high school than a student from the poorest 20%. In Chile and Argentina, the richest are only 2 times more likely to finish high school. There is also a difference in quality between schools for the rich and the schools for the poor. This figure graphs the difference in mean scores between rich and poor students on the PISA reading test in 2009. In Mexico, students from poor families score an average 2 levels below students from rich families on the reading test. This is about the same as the differential in Brazil, but actually quite a bit better than most of the region, where the differences in learning is quite stark. National exams show similar patterns for math scores. Recent analysis notes that, quote, nearly 45% of 6th-grade students in indigenous schools and 24% of students in rural schools scored at the lowest level in math, compared to just 2.7% for students in private schools. Perhaps not surprisingly, because indigenous populations have tended to be poorer and quite marginalized historically, education levels are much lower for these groups. 55% of indigenous adults either did not go to school or did not complete elementary school, compared to 29% of the country's total population, and fewer than 3% have attended university, compared to 15% of non-indigenous who have. Mexico has spent an increasing amount of its budget on education in the last couple of decades. As a percentage of GDP, educational expenditures have increased from 3.7% to 4.8%. This is very close to the OECD average of 5.2%. When we look at expenditures per student, though, the numbers look less rosy. In 2007, Mexico spent a little over $2,000 per primary school student, compared to $6,700 on average in the OECD. Spending money on primary and lower secondary education is beneficial to the poor because rich parents typically put their children in private schools at these levels. On the other hand, spending on public universities works out to be a large subsidy to rich households because most children of the rich attend them, while poorer classes typically do not graduate from high school. Public universities in Mexico don't charge tuition, which means that the state spends 4.5 times more on university students than it does on primary school students. This figure graphs a percentage of public education spending going to the richest 20% and the poorest 20% in 2006. It's clear from the figure that the differential is greatest at the university level. While educational expenditures have risen in the last 2 decades, 97% of this spending goes to pay salaries. We'll explore in the next video some reasons why this is so problematic. But for now, let me just mention that little spending is given to school infrastructure and maintenance. And this is especially true for schools in poor and rural areas. Quote, over 1/4 of public schools in Mexico have serious maintenance and upkeep problems. Over 75% of public primary schools and over 95% of indigenous schools do not have computer or library facilities. In 15% of rural schools, teachers do not have a chair and or desk to sit in. All of the information in this video, including the figures and the quotes, come from Jeffrey Puryear's Lucrecia Santibanez and Alexandra Solano Excellent Education in Mexico. It's a chapter from the new book, A New Vision for Mexico 2042, Achieving Prosperity for All.